Hello, and welcome to the Empowerography Podcast. This is a platform created for women's voices to be heard and a place to share their stories, journeys, and successes with the world for the purpose of helping other women who might be on similar journeys. We are empowering women one episode at a time. I'm your host, Brad Walsh, so kick back, grab one of your favorite beverages, and enjoy the stories. If you're looking for jewelry that makes an impact on your self-care routine and your style, Empowerography would love to offer you a discount code to one of our exclusive partners, Quartz and Canary Jewelry and Wellness Company. Please use code EMPOWER15 to receive 15% off upon checkout at www.quartzandcanary.com. Quartz and Canary is truly the place where spirituality meets style. Hello there, Brad Walsh here, your host of the Empowerography Podcast. Today, my guest is Cassandra Rose. She is an award-winning author and an intuitive life coach. How are you doing today, Cassandra?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me.
It's awesome to have you here. Thank you for agreeing to be part of my movement, my collective, my whatever you want to call it. Thank you for participating in the podcast is what I'm trying to say.
Thank you. It's a beautiful movement that you've created.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful to have you here. And I'm thankful for the women like yourself who want to be part of this. I mean, without you women, this movement doesn't exist. So thank you. I appreciate you. Yeah. So you have quite a few titles under your belt. You're an intuitive life coach, a Reiki master, an award-winning author. It reads like quite the resume you've got. How long have you been a Reiki master?
I've been a Reiki master for about a year now, but I've been studying Reiki and receiving treatments for a few years. But the intuitive gift has been something I've had my whole life and ability to heal people. So, yeah.
Okay. What is an intuitive life coach as opposed to your regular life coach? What's the difference?
Yeah, so I just take an intuitive approach. I use my intuition to be able to guide me. If I have like an inner feeling, a gut feeling about how to lead the sessions, I go with that. So just using my spiritual gifts and making that a part of my coaching business. And when I merged the two, that's when things ended up taking off for me. So I think that that was the purpose and the plan for me all along.
Okay. All right. How long have you been an intuitive life coach?
So I've been in the industry since 2015, so about 5 years, but mm-hmm. I took my intuitive approach and moved everything online for about a year and a half now.
Okay. So I guess this pandemic that we're in is nothing new then. If you've been working online for the past year and a half, I mean, these last 6 months, shall we say, have been nothing different for you in terms of your business.
I would say it's been even busier, to be honest.
Really?
Because I really help millennials find clarity when they're having moments of uncertainty and life transitions. And there's been so many people now more than ever that have been seeking clarity in this uncertain time. So I've been quite the busy bee for sure.
Well, that's good. That's a very good thing for business and for you. Yeah. And for your clients, of course. Mm-hmm. What do you enjoy most about being a life coach?
Yeah, I think it's I get to share my life experiences and what's given me the ability to transform my life and help other people have that same transformation. And I absolutely love the light bulb moments where there's like a moment where it almost clicks and I start to see my client shift from where they started, where I first met them, to now making their dreams, their goals into a reality. So that's by far my most favorite part.
It's got to be the most rewarding for sure.
Yeah, so fulfilling.
What inspired you to become a coach? And is coaching the main focus for you now then?
Yes. So it's definitely my main focus. What inspired me to become a coach is from a young age, I really wanted to make a difference in the world and I didn't know what that meant. And I was kind of teeter-tottering between becoming a teacher and becoming a psychologist. And I went the psychology route in university. And when I graduated, I fell into personal development and studying. And what I came to realize is being a coach is almost being a teacher and a psychologist kind of all in one. So it's amazing.
So you get to use all the tools in your tool belt.
Exactly. Yeah, on my terms too. Instead of, you know, having a job that you punch in, I get to create and have use my creative gifts as well.
Yeah, absolutely. What types of clients do you take on? And could you walk us through a bit of your process from when a client first contacts you to onboarding them and they hire you for your coaching services?
Yeah, so I work primarily with millennials. That's normally the people I work with that are seeking a transition in their life. So maybe they're trying to seek more, find their purpose, have an idea. Maybe I want to start a business, but I don't know how. So I help them with their question marks in their mind and help them find clarity ultimately. Yeah. So I can come across people on social media, as well as I have a productivity guide and they'll connect with me on Facebook, and I have a Facebook group. And then I have like a lot of trainings and live videos, and I connect with them in my Facebook group. And it's been beautiful to build such a tight-knit community there. And yeah, authentically just connecting with them and the messages and helping them walk through what they're working through, and then get them into my programs and see where they're the best fit for all the services that I provide.
Right. Now, why did you decide to focus your... or take the focus of your business and focus on millennials as opposed to any others?
Yeah, I can relate to them most. Okay. You know, my moment where I was having my biggest now what moment that we'll talk about a little bit later, but my biggest uncertainty moment was in this millennial graduate transition of jobs type of moment in my life. And that was something that I was introduced to personal development in that time and walked through. So I think it's that ultimate authentic relatability. And I feel like there's such a need for that demographic, because we have been put into this society that has been created from the Industrial Revolution, if you really think about it, of going into school and getting a job and having the retirement. And now things are transitioning with all the uncertainty that's happening. So I saw a lot of people in that age demographic are having difficulty in that system and are looking and seeking more. And I just share my authentic truth with that demographic, and it seems to be working in a fluid process. So.
Okay. Now, your primary focus there, but do you work with other groups, other people, adults and 100%. Whatnot?
Okay. Yeah, 100%.
Okay. That's just the focus of your business is millennials.
Yeah. Okay. The primary, where, you know, my advertisements on Facebook or the main people that connect with, but I also have clients, primarily women of other ages as well.
Okay. Now, you graduated from university with a psychology degree, as you mentioned, and experienced a now what moment. So how did you deal with that, and what were your next steps?
Yeah, so halfway through my degree, I found out that becoming a psychologist in Toronto, Canada, where I'm from, they changed it to 12 years. And I was like, now what? What am I going to do? I don't want to be in school for that long. Something just didn't feel right inside of me. So it led me down a path of being like really uncertain, really depressed, very stuck in my own stuff and not knowing what my next steps would be. So I went to the, you know, the university counselors and stuff like that. And they were like, yeah, you'll figure it out. Don't worry. Here's some pamphlets. So it was like a very dark time. I actually ended up volunteering in Africa. And that's kind of when I fell into mentorship.
Okay.
I was mentoring some kids in after school program. So in the midst of that, you know, it wasn't in that exact moment where things started to fall into place. It became more natural, I would say, about a year later when I came across personal development and reading books and attending seminars and was introduced to the whole industry. And the more that I put myself out there and said yes to opportunities that were placed before me, that's when things really started to shift.
Okay. Interesting. Now, you went from having a psychology degree, graduating with that, and you had your now what moment. You ended up going into the insurance industry and working for some pretty big brands. Was this something you decided to do to kind of bide your time until you figured out exactly what direction you wanted to take in life? And what did you learn while working at these big corporate companies in the insurance industry?
Yeah. So my dad actually has his own insurance business. So because I was really uncertain and I didn't know what to do, I thought, okay, let's follow the family footsteps. They're doing it for themselves. So I got into one of the biggest insurance companies in Canada and was working with them. And it just wasn't right. I really was good at it. Like, I have a lot of sales background, so I was doing well, but I wasn't fulfilled. And then I got into marketing and sales for some big companies like Coca-Cola and Nespresso, and those experiences with the insurance and then with these marketing for these big companies, I really got to learn a lot of sales experience and customer relations kind of experience.
Right.
I think is all about people at the end of the day. So it just helped me learn how to communicate and learn how to position and market myself, which has helped definitely with doing things online as well. And
so it was of great value to you then, that experience. Okay.
100%. I totally feel like every experience that we have in life is for a reason and for us.
Yeah. So I would agree with that 100%. You've also just written and released a book fairly recently called Create the Clarity to Achieve Your Dreams. Is that something you've always wanted to do, write a book? Can you tell us a bit about the book?
Yeah, of course. So it's called Now What? Create the Clarity to Achieve Your Dreams. And it is something that I've always wanted to do. On my vision board for years, I had to write a book, and I've had lots of amazing people and friends in my circle that have written books, and I was very, very inspired by them. My dad, actually, he wrote a book about how to succeed in university years and years and years ago. And so I've been conditioned and inspired to write a book for a really, really long time.
Right.
And it ended up being a beautiful, intuitively led process of bringing this book to life that started about a couple of years ago, trying to figure out what was my next project, and it felt like a right thing to do. So the book is really for people that are experiencing now what moments. So times of transition and uncertainty, and they're looking for clarity. So I walk you through how to clear what's holding you back with limiting beliefs and mindset, help you define what is going to be next for you in a purposeful way, in a joyful way, and then helping you get that first action step taking place. So that's the main basis of the book. And it's cool because I have my personal stories, but then I also have little exercises within the book. So you can grab your pen and you can work through it. So my hope and my intention is the person that you are when you pick up the book. If you give it 100% by the time you close it and finish it, you can have some sort of transformation and breakthrough.
That's awesome. I mean, we are our own worst enemies. These self-limiting beliefs, as you said, it's a hard process to learn how to get the hell out of our own ways and tune all the external noise out, because there's tons of that too. People chirping in your ear about this and that, and we don't think this is right for you, and we don't think that's right for you. And it's just getting out of our own way, I think, is probably one of our biggest problems, is learning to do that.
Yeah, because we've been conditioned that way by society. I actually talk about this in the first chapter. Society, our parents, the whole system, the pressure of like the ABCs of success of like, okay, go to school, get a post grad, get a degree, and then go into the workforce, and then work, and then you can enjoy life later. And I think that what's amazing about this generation, the millennials, like the Gen Zs, all these people, they're starting to realize, okay, you know what? It doesn't have to be that way.
So. Yeah. Yeah. This path that's laid out for everybody. I mean, why should you have to wait to enjoy life until you retire? By the time you retire, who knows how long? I mean, nobody knows how long we have on this earth. So why would you wait to enjoy and do the things you want to do in life until you're retired? That's that concept to me. And I mean, it's taken a long time to realize it, but that concept became so insane to me. I learned that, no, why should you have to wait? Probably within the last 5 years, I would say, I've learned that, no, you don't have to wait. Why wouldn't you start now? While you are of willing mind and able bodied to be able to do the things you want to do. You don't know what's going to happen years down the road after when you retire. And who knows when you're going to retire? I mean, if you're an entrepreneur, you may not retire till you're 75.
100%.
So why not live life and enjoy it while you're working?
100%. Like not living your life on your 2 weeks vacation, you know?
That's yes, exactly.
It was so important to me. And that was another reason that I ended up going into entrepreneurship, because I didn't want to, you know, just enjoy my life on the 2 weeks vacation.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know, that concept is crazy, and that we need, there needs to be a mindset shift for sure around that whole way of thinking. And so it's good that you're putting pen to paper and put that out there and making people know, or letting people know that, hey, you know what? You don't have to do things this way anymore. This was old mentality, you know?
100%.
It's just crazy. So how long did it take you to write the book?
Yeah, so it was a 2-year process, which was very interesting. You know, I wrote the most of it, maybe like 60% of it. And then I had a pause and I was like, is this writer's block? Like, what's going on here? Mm-hmm. And I came to realize, you know, I meditated on it just to take a pause, because there was more life experiences that were meant to be in the book. Right. And then again, like, I got an influx of writing things, and I actually submitted things to my editor and got some revisions, and I spent a while, you know, doing the revision process, and my whole book edits all disappeared. And this was a month before I wanted to launch, which was pre-COVID in March. Yeah. And I remember just it happening and just laughing, like I didn't know what to do. And I, you know, I didn't know what to do. And I ended up just realizing now, which I didn't know then, is, you know, the pandemic, everything that's happened. And I think that the book release, you know, being about a month ago at the time of this recording, I think the book was supposed to come out in the midst of this pandemic because of all the people having all of their now what moments right now. So
right.
Perfectly timed.
Awesome. See, things worked out the way they were supposed to, right?
100%.
I love it. Now, where can people find the book for those that are interested and want to seek it out?
Yeah. So it's available on Amazon. So Now What, Create the Clarity to Achieve Your Dreams by Cassandra Rosa. So yeah.
Get out there and get that book. Get inspired, people. Now, you're also an award-winning speaker. What types of topics do you like to speak on? Obviously, some of the stuff is in the book. Yeah. And what types of speaking engagements have you done?
Yeah, so there's been a little bit of a pause because
yes.
of everything going
of course.
On with COVID, so things have been more on the virtual aspect for sure. But I love talking about, you know, finding your purpose and how to deal with uncertainty and find clarity. So everything kind of in the books, in the book for sure. And then in terms of speaking gigs, a wide array of things for different events, for different organizations.
Do you do corporate events as well?
Just for people within my network, to be honest. Okay. But I am totally open to it because yeah. I do have the experience, and I'm a member of Toastmasters International, which is that huge, big speaking organization. So
yes, Toastmasters is huge. I know. Awesome. Are there any specific tools or books that have really helped you along your journey?
Oh, so many. Okay, so tools, I would say meditation yeah. is a big tool in the industry of personal development for a reason. I feel like that has really helped me with the healing process and dealing with stress management and all of these things. Vision boards have mm-hmm. been really, really, really big for me. Actually, when I started in the industry, I did vision board workshops.
Okay.
Community centers with kids. Mm-hmm. That's really helped me just to hone in and have a visual representation of what it is that I wanted to step into and keep me focused. So meditation and vision boards are a couple of my favorites. In terms of books, oh, so many books. So anything by Rhonda Byrne. I also like Gabrielle Bernstein, so like The Universe Has Your Back type of books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are few of my favorites.
Awesome. Can you share a situation that's occurred in your life that you feel provides insight as to your character, who you are, who Cassandra is?
A situation in my life that provides an insight to my character. I think a situation in my life that really stands out, the first one that came to mind, was volunteering in Africa. Mm-hmm. I think that really shows my adventurous side because, you know, we did the whole touristy thing and wanting to explore. I have that adventurer inside of me that absolutely shines through. And I think it's the whole volunteer aspect, my willingness to help, my willingness to be able to help and make a difference in somebody's life. And then I guess my courageousness for sure, because when you go to like a third world country or a place across the world, you know, everybody has an opinion of, be careful.
Yeah.
All of these things. But I think that that really shows that I will take the necessary actions and act in spite of the fears and other people's opinion if it gives me the ability to live my dreams, be adventurous, and make some sort of impact.
I love it. That's awesome. Good for you for doing that. I think it's incredible. Very admirable, 100%.
Thank you.
What would you say is one of the best pieces of advice you've ever received?
To have big dreams, for sure. As cliche as it may seem, my dad is like the biggest dreamer ever. He's definitely inspired me with setting big goals and big dreams. So I think it all comes down from that infancy process of like not being afraid to do things that, you know, the average person wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Like, a book or volunteering abroad or just taking all of the opportunities that life can give. So I really think it comes down to the beginning of you allowing yourself to set a big goal for yourself.
Yeah. It sounds like your dad has been instrumental and incredibly supportive in everything you're doing and an amazing role model. So as an entrepreneur, I think that support systems are absolutely key. That's one of the most important things in being an entrepreneur is that you have a support system in place. And it sounds like you've got an amazing one in your father for sure.
Yeah. The five people that you spend the most time with definitely shape you into the person that you are. So I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, for sure. What makes you feel inspired or like your best self?
What makes me feel inspired and like my best self? Just being of service to people in any way. And that doesn't necessarily mean to be my career. If it's doing volunteering, if it's, you know, smiling at somebody, it's hard now with the masks, but being kind yeah. And being of service in any way possible really inspires me because I feel like if I do that for other people, then they can also be change makers and it can be a domino effect.
That's right. A smile can change someone's day completely because you don't know what anyone's going through. You don't know what somebody's struggles are that you pass on the street. So a smile could be day change. It completely changed their mood and their what they're going to do. And yeah, it's very powerful for sure.
Yeah.
How do you define success? What does that word mean to you?
That's such a big question and can be interpreted in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. But I really think it comes down to, for me, it's having a fulfilling and purposeful life. Every day that I'm able to help someone, whether it's in my business or do something like this, it's very fulfilling. It's me stepping into the divine gifts that I was blessed with. And I feel like the more that I'm able to live my purpose and have this fulfilling life, that is true success to me. I don't think it is about the dollar amount in the bank account. I think that will just come naturally as a result, but really living that purpose and that impact in others.
I couldn't agree more. It's an incredible feeling to be able to wake up every day and do something you love doing and making a difference in people's lives. There's no other feeling on earth like it, knowing that you've made a difference in someone else's life by doing something that you love to do.
Yeah.
What would you say is one of your favorite quotes?
There's a Walt Disney quote that stands out, which is, "Your dreams can come true if you have the courage to pursue them."
Yep.
That one's one of my favorites. It's
I
on
love
my
it.
Vision board right at the top. I think that if people just have the courage to act in spite of their fears and keep going and be determined with whatever that they set their intentions to be, that's when you can have your dream life, as cliche as it might sound.
I think that also goes back to being able to get out of our own way, as we mentioned earlier, and tuning out the external noise. That's those two are huge parts of that too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you could hold on to one memory in your life forever, what memory would that be?
Well, this is an awesome question. I think ever since my grandmother, she actually has dementia.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really hard for my family. I think it really reminds us how precious life is.
Yeah.
And just the simple moments of like hugging family,
mm-hmm.
and just being with the people that you love. I think that that's something that we take for granted. So definitely any time with the people I love, for sure.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. My grandmother suffered from dementia as well. So I know I think for me anyways, is one of the toughest things is she was living with my parents and before she went into a home, and coming over and talking to her and having her not remember who I am was just, to me, and I know that's not her fault and it's just the way things go, but that was almost soul crushing for me. Like that just hurt me to the core. And again, I know it wasn't her fault and it's just the nature of this disease, but it's a horrible feeling when someone you grew up with, someone who helped raise you, mm-hmm. all these years later, doesn't even remember who you are. It's a very, very tough thing to deal with. So yes, those little moments of clarity when they do come, you got to hold on to those for sure.
Yeah, cherishing every moment, especially with the people you love.
Yeah, 100%. I would agree with you. What does the word empowerment mean to you?
What does the word empowerment mean to me? I think that it's, again, going back to everything that we've been saying, but like just stepping into your purpose and just taking action. Because I think that people all have the power inside of us, like each and every one of us has the power to step into our gifts, step into the life of our dreams, step into whatever it is that we desire. But I think it really just comes down to taking a step into that. And it doesn't have to be a big step. It doesn't have to be writing a book. It could be sharing a post online that we feel inside of us is needed right now. So I think it's just stepping into that purpose and the action part of it for sure.
Yeah, I would agree. How would you convince someone to do something they didn't want to do?
How would I convince someone to do something that they didn't want to do? I think that is something that isn't my responsibility, because if I see something for someone, but they don't see it for themselves, I can try and do all the convincing I want, but I don't want to interact with people's path.
Right.
Maybe it's not their path. Maybe it's not their perception to do what I think is right for them. Because I feel like everything's a matter of perception. You know, if we're both looking at my book, right?
Yeah.
We're both looking at the book and I see the cover and you're on the other side and you see the back. We're both seeing something from a different perspective.
Yeah. So yeah.
I think it's up to me to let people live their own divine path, even if it's not what I see for them.
I love that answer. That's great. Mm-hmm. How would you describe yourself in one word?
Very kind. That's the first word that came to mind. Very kind-hearted. I'm someone that always goes above and beyond to be of service to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I think that being kind is really, really important.
Okay. What makes you smile?
What makes me smile? In a completely different direction, puppies make me smile.
I think puppies make everybody smile. Yeah.
Like if you ever have like a day, even a moment that things aren't going your way, I think it's hilarious when, you know, you can.
Puppies are puppies. Puppy yeah.
A puppy and like little kids, and it always brings a smile to your face. So, on a light note, yeah.
Yes. Awesome. I like that. Puppies are amazing. I love them. I have two dogs myself. So, yeah, puppies are awesome. What would be the perfect birthday gift for you?
I'm not a person that likes a lot of physical things. Like, mm-hmm. Having gifts that way, yep. I would much prefer to have an experience with
yes.
people that I love. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I remember one of my favorite birthday gifts that I ever got. My friends all came together and they got me to do the Toronto Edge Walk.
Oh, okay. Yep. So, the CN Tower. Yeah.
Yeah. So in Toronto, there's that huge CN Tower, the big tower. People may know it if they're not from Toronto, from like Drake's album. He's sitting on the CN Tower, but this is one of the tallest buildings in the world. And you can actually walk on, you know, a ledge on the top of it, on top of the restaurant, the revolving restaurant that they have. And it was just such a memorable and thrill-seeking and beautiful experience with one of my best friends. And it was a bucket list item that I've had for a really long time. So definitely experience this for sure.
Awesome. Well, you got to cross that off your bucket list. That's huge.
Yeah.
Money or fame?
May I say neither? I would say impact over money and fame. I'm not that person that is looking for all the crazy likes and the gazillion followers. I'm lead with impact and trust that the money and the recognition would come as a result. So that's not my motivation behind everything.
Right. Love it. Yep, absolutely. Love that answer. Early bird or night owl?
Night owl, for sure. I don't know what it is. I guess with the quiet of being in the house, I get all my creativity at night. I don't think I can, I don't choose to become a part of the 5 a.m. club that people.
Yes. Robin Sharma, the 5 a.m. club. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could be any animal in the world, what animal would you be and why?
A lion, for sure. A lion. So if you will see my picture, I guess, on this podcast, you'll see I have really big curly hair. And from a young age, people used to make fun of me and sing the Lion King song. And I was bullied as a kid.
Oh, no.
But now I kind of see it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Because lions are just so powerful and so majestic. And, you know, the king of the jungle, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I love it. You flipped the script on that one.
100%. And when I saw them in Namibia, when I was in Africa in person, what I learned about lions is that they're very intentional. Even when they're hunting, they only hunt when they think that they can get the prey. And they're very intentional with their actions. So I think they're courageous and intentional and beautiful and powerful and majestic. So
they certainly are a beautiful animal. That's for sure.
Yes.
How would you like to be remembered?
I would like to be remembered for someone that always acted in spite of their fears, was very courageous, was someone that was a part of helping people have their transformation and get out of their own way.
There's that theme again.
Yeah.
It's recurring in our conversation today.
Yeah. Help people find their clarity that they're seeking most. Very generous, very kind. And I'm not a mom yet, but in the future, I'd like to be remembered for being like an amazing mother and wife as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you could go back and give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that piece of advice be?
Just more empowerment, which I think goes full circle what all of this is about. Just empowering myself to act in spite of the fears, to, you know, take action. take action about something that I was dreaming about. It all happened in divine timing in my life, the way that it was supposed to, but, you know, teaching empowerment at a young age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, life is short. We only get one go around. So why not do the things you want to do and just live your life, live your best life, do the things that make you happy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's a pretty simple concept when you think about it, but it's so hard to put into practice for some people.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Lastly, if you were to deliver your last 30 seconds speech to the world, what do you think that last 30 seconds would sound like, Cassandra?
Wow. I would say that I know right now with everything that's going on in the world, especially at this time, with COVID, that we're all experiencing uncertainty. First and foremost, I want you to know that you're not alone. There's so many of us that are dealing with the shifts and the uncertainties in the life right now. But I want to remind you that you have the power to find the clarity that you're seeking and make those one day dreams into a reality. Just take the time to work through the emotions of it all and clear that all out. Really step into creating a dream of what's next, something that you've been procrastinating about for a long time. Really step into that and then just choose one step that you can take to bring that into reality. You have the power to create the clarity that you're seeking most.
I love it. That's beautiful. Cassandra, thank you so much for taking the time to be here today and share with me a bit of your story and your journey and all of your insights and your wins. You are an inspiration, truly. And I just appreciate you. I really, truly do appreciate you being here and being part of this community that I'm growing and being part of the podcast and agreeing to do this with me.
Thank you so much. It was an honor to be here. And I look forward to connecting with the listeners. If you would like to connect with me, can connect with me on Instagram, and I'm here to help you if you need some help seeking the clarity.
Awesome. Thank you, Cassandra. Once again, my name is Brad Walsh, host of the Empowerography podcast. Today, my guest has been Cassandra Rosa. She is an award-winning author and an intuitive life coach based here in Toronto. Thanks, Cassandra. I hope you have an amazing rest of the day today.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much for listening to this podcast. If you haven't yet, please be sure to subscribe, rate, review, and share with all your friends. You can find me at viseuphoria.ca and follow me on Instagram at Empowerography Podcast and on Facebook at Empowerography. Please join me next time for another inspirational story from yet another amazing woman.